Thank you for the great sleep and to wake up. Here we are in good health and peace of mind. Thank you for yesterday's Bible study and faith cleaning. Thank you for the good news. Thank you for the good news. You told us that even before we even share the benediction, that we'll be having good news. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for filling our mouth, our hearing, that we are able to hear good news. Take the glory. Thank you for the gift of a brand new month. Thank you for what you are prepared to do. Thank you for the freedom you have established. Thank you, Lord Jesus, even for favor that you are going to bestow this month. Thank you for victory on every side. To you be all the glory. Thank you for all your children and grace and strength to appear before you. Be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are friends. And people of God, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
All right, we are going to pray. And I want you to get ready to leave any other thing you are doing and make sure you are praying and get ready to pray. While we are getting ready to pray, yesterday I met with the student, the particularly international student. Perhaps you were not there. I want your mind to be at peace. The new policy that is in place, it will be to your favor. In the name of Jesus, it will be to your favor in Jesus' name. And wisdom to know what to do, receive in Jesus' name. So all the international students in the house, let your mind be at peace. There's no cause for alarm. All will go well for you in Jesus' name. But make sure you do the right thing. Now we are going to pray. Turn your Bible with me and then we will mute our devices. We will mute our devices. Turn your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 30. And I'm going to read from verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30. And I'm going to read from verse 19. The affliction you suffer in the month of January, you will not suffer it this month. God will restore health unto you, perfect health this month, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Jeremiah 30 from verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. What is it that will proceed from them? Thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. If the God is talking about you, I expect you to say a big amen.
Amen.
Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. I will punish all that oppress them. Amen. And their nobles shall be of themselves. Amen. Their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. Amen. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages her to approach unto me, says the Lord. Verse 22. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. In this month, you'll be the people of God, and God will be your God in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bible went to say, behold, the wide wind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continual wide wind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. A bigger amen.
Amen.
Amen. So your first prayer point, unmute your devices. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for your goodness and mercy throughout the month of January, over my life, over my family, and over Jesus' inner city outreach. Lift up your voice. Let him hear your voice this morning. Father, I thank you for your goodness and mercy throughout the month of January, over my life, over my family, over my wife, my children, my brother, over Jesus' house, inner city, outreach. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Your adoration. Brethren, are you praying? Are you praying? Make sure you're praying. Father, I thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I thank you specifically for good health throughout the month of January, for favor, good news, for open door, in the name of Jesus. I praise you, my Father. I give you the glory for joining mercy. I give you the glory for all our children went to school and came back safely. I thank you for victory without a fight. I thank you for daily provision. I thank you for supplying all our needs. Do not allow us to be stranded. We are grateful. We are not homeless.
Amen.
We are not on the street. We are not begging for food. We are not naked. We are grateful. I am grateful for what you have done in my family, for your church, Jesus house. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. I give you the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
It looks like it's only my wife, my brother, and sister Akpeju that I'm hearing their voices. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
That is better. Your next prayer point is taken from Jeremiah chapter, the same book of Jeremiah. Most of our prayer point this morning is from Jeremiah. So just leave the Bible open to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 51 verse 36. Jeremiah 51, verse 36, whatever name you call this month, that is what it will be. It will be your month of freedom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your month of joy in Jesus' name. It will be your month of favor in Jesus' name. It will be your month of abundance in Jesus' name. You will let us get at this month in Jesus' name. Specifically, God said, I should tell somebody, say, in this month, your mind will be at peace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I read Jeremiah, chapter 51, Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 36. Then we'll see, we're still praying. We're going to take some prayer from there. Jeremiah 51, 36, I read. The Bible said, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead thy cause and make vengeance for thee. And I will dry up our sea and make her spring dry. You are going to say, Father, please plead my cause and the cause of my family and members of Jesus' house in this month of February. Go ahead and make that your prayer this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, please plead my cause, the cause of my family, the cause of Jesus' house in the city of Richard this month. Our eyes look unto you. Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead my cause, O Lord. Gamina Nushan, Ogeli, Biata, ta, 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 ta. The Bible said also in Psalm 35, verse 1, I will plead your cause. Plead my cause, O Lord. I fight against them that strive with me, O Lord, in this month. Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead the cause of my wife. Plead the cause of children you have given unto me. Plead the cause of my entire household, our family, Jesus, every member of Jesus, our family in our city, plead our cause, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Plead our cause, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
You are doing well if you are praying. If you are not praying, I want you to please join us. Your next prayer point, we are going to be taking it from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Please turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Turn it to the Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for what? Signs and in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion, you are going to see mighty God in this month of February. Make my children a wonder unto nation, as you are promising your word in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Is somebody praying this morning? Remember, you are speaking into the month. After the revival hour, if somebody asks you, how was the revival hour? Oh, we pray. Did you pray? Did you really, really pray? Make sure you pray and say, my Father, in this month, make me and my children a wonder, a living wonder, for the glory of your name, for the manifestation of your glory that you have promised in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 19. Oh, Lord, in this month, make me and my children, make me and my wife a wonder unto our generation for your glory, for your honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
All the parents in the house, I want to encourage you to be there with your children. I want to encourage you to pay attention to your children. Number one, don't leave them to themselves. Teach them the way of the Lord. pray for them, show them the example. Whatever changes you want to see, be the one doing it. Be the one doing it. Be the one doing it. If you're asking them to pray, you yourself, make sure you're praying. You're asking them not to keep a bad friend, you yourself, make sure your set of friends are good friends, are godly people. If you are telling them, I was on the phone, I was on the phone with my wonderful wife, maybe last week. She was on the phone, but we had it on speaker. And a parent called, and the parent was very, very funny experience. A parent was talking about how she warned her daughter not to use F word, not to use bad word, that it is only mommy that is allowed to use F word. You see, I almost jumped on the phone. I almost interrupted the call and say, excuse me, ma. She said that it's only mommy that is allowed to use negative word at home. That she warned her specifically that in school. And I almost interrupted that call, but I have to refrain. I have to exercise self-control because this is not a member of your church. So this one is a parent, so that they will see what is your own. I have to be, but that was totally wrong. That was totally wrong. That was totally wrong. She's using F word at home, and she would tell her children, it is only mommy that's allowed to use it. You children, never, never. Children will do what they see you do. When they see you pray, they will pray. When they see you fast, they will also want to. When they see you sing glorious word, when they see you prophesy, that's what they will do. So I want to encourage you, parent, please live by example to your children. Don't leave it for the men. Don't leave the taking care of your children to your wife. Wives, don't be too busy. Don't be running here and there and leaving the children for your husband. It is a teamwork. You are both working as a team. Please, very important, pay attention to your children. And in the name of Jesus, sorrow will be far from our camp in Jesus' name. Your next prayer point is taken from Isaiah chapter 51, Jeremiah 51, rather. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. You are going to unmute your devices and pray. Make sure you are praying. You are going to say, my Father, in this month of February, make me your battle and weapons of war for the glory of your name, as you have mentioned, to pull down the kingdom of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Make me and my household your battle in the mighty name of Jesus. Narrow this
to discomfort the
world. Yando shagala bela de bela de bela do bayambia bababa and no 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 shagara in the name of Jesus. Make me children, my wife, my brother, my household, take us your battle are in the name of Jesus, and weapons of war to put down the kingdom of darkness in this month in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Be louder, amen. You are doing well. We are almost there. Now, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, Mark chapter 9, verse 23. But we only read Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, 37. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. But Mark chapter 9, verse 23 is just corroborating what the Bible says in Luke 1, 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. I don't want you to put God in the corner this month. Let him have his way in your life. Nothing shall be impossible. You are going to say, my Father, in the month of February, do what man says is impossible in Jesus' house, in our city, go ahead and make that your prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, in this month, do what man says is impossible. What man says is impossible. Like one of us says,
impossible in Jesus'
that there's nothing impossible with God. There is nothing impossible with you. Lord, I thank you. In this month, what men say is not possible. In that you know what men have said in the open and in the secret. Oh, Lord, Father, in this month, do what men say is impossible in my life. What doctors have said, what men may have said, what men may have said. I say it's not possible for him. Lord, do it in my life. Do it in my life. In a glorious way, do it in Jesus' house, inner city, and the blood of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
You are doing well. And then lastly, and then you made your personal prayer point. Lastly, for this morning, you are going to be praying. Our prayer is focused on good health, on good health. In this month, we enjoy good health.
Amen.
Do we enjoy good health.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, I read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah 30, 17. For I will restore health unto thee. Amen.
Amen.
And I will heal thee of thy wounds. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. You are going to pray and say, my Father,
Amen.
Satisfy me and my household with good health, that we may serve you. Keep our vision far away from all. That is why all members of Jesus
are. Jesus, that we may serve you in truth and spirit.
My Father, in this month, satisfy me and my household with good health. In the name of Jesus. In this month, satisfy me and my household with good health, that we may serve you for the glory of your name. Satisfy all members of Jesus' house with good health, that we may serve you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now, use your device in a few seconds. What do you want God to do in this brand new month? What do you want God to do? Believe the Lord, believe his servant, believe his prophet, and you will prosper. So go ahead, pour out your heart. What do you want God to do? We have prayed. Stretch forth your hand. Father, I thank you for this blessed morning. Thank you for the grace for us to come together to pray again. We are grateful because you are the God who answers by fire. This month, be our God in Jesus' name. Lord, you are the God who answers by fire. Let your fire be revealed this morning in the name of Jesus. In this month, as your children are praying, Lord, plead our cause and fight against them that fight against us in the name of Jesus. Make each one of us, our children, our household, make each one of us a living wonder for your glory in the name of Jesus. In this month, in the name of Jesus, God will make you his battle axe and weapon of war, even to brood down the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in this month, you will enjoy good health. Amen. Maybe you have been on medication now. Because the Lord has answered your prayer and you are healed already, as from this month, you no longer live on medication in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, you will enjoy perfect health. Everyone that sees you in this month must favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will order your step. You will not be stranded. In the name of Jesus, each day of this month shall be filled with thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.